Public Affairs.
Kurt Weiss, General Counsel.
Jason Lowe, Lead for Monitoring Analysis.
And Scott Caso, Compliance.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody on the phone?
Yes. Hi, Sam Atwood, Media Officer, AQD.
Thank you very much,
Sam. And this is Wayne Nastri.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we'll start with the updates, and we'll start off with monitoring. That'll be Dr. Jason Lowe.
Good evening, everybody. So I'll report on the results from last week with regards to hexavalent chromium measurements in the Paramount area. Results for samples collected on February 6th range from 0.09 to 0.34 nanograms per cubic meter, including monitors near Aerocraft and Aniplex. However, there was a elevated reading at our site number 21 with a value of 2.88 nanograms per cubic meter. In that area is some potential, there are some facilities, Matco, Press, and Weber. And also, winds were blowing in an unusual direction. They were blowing from the east to the west. We collected several samples on an off-schedule day, February 7th, at sites 8, 15, and 19. Site 8, the site near Aerocraft, measured 2.01 nanograms per cubic meter, and site number 19 measured 1.16 nanograms per cubic meter. All three averages were still below 1.0 nanograms per cubic meter at that time. We additionally deployed two more locations for taking measurements for hexavalent chromium, and that is in the area of Southern Paramount near the site 21, near that area where Weber, Matco, and Press are located. We do have results from February 9th as well, and results of the February 9th indicate that the monitors near Aerocraft and Aniplex are all less than 1.0 nanograms per cubic meter. And we did see some elevated levels at site number 19 and our new site number 23, and that's in that southern location near Weber, Matco, and Press. The values for those are 2.36 and 2.98 nanograms per cubic meter, respectively. The school samples from last week range from 0.04 nanograms per cubic meter to 0.22. We also finalized today some of the results from February 12th, and the values were ranging from 0.12 to 0.41, with exception to a value of site number 8 of 3.11. This did put the 3-day average for Aerocraft at above 1.0 nanograms. And then the next sampling day will be tomorrow. Okay, so on that note, with regards to the results of the monitor number 8 showing a 3-day average of over 1, we had issued a order of curtailment tonight for them to cease operations that have the potential to emit hexavalent chromium.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lowell. Next, we'll get an update from enforcement, and that'll be Scott Caso.
Good evening. All 14 NOVs issued to Paramount facilities since the inspection sweep began are now up on our website. This includes 7 NOVs issued to Carlton Forge Works and 2 each issued to Aniplex, Aerocraft, and Procast Industries. Finally, there was 1 notice issued to Golden State Engineering. Also, we will be sending an inspector out to Aerocraft Heat Treating this evening to confirm that curtailment operation, they've curtailed their operations, as required by the order for abatement for exceeding their 3 sample average threshold of 1 nanogram per cubic meter per X-chrome. And then finally, we expect to post and list all the metal handlers slash processing facilities operating in the city of Paramount to the web no later than Thursday of this week.
Thank you very much, Scott. Next, we'll have an update from Dr. Lockie Tassopoulos on permitting.
Good evening. Last Friday, the AQMD issued a conditional approval on the maintenance and housekeeping plan that was submitted by Anaplex. The original submittal was significantly revised by the AQMD, incorporating not just AQMD's comments, but also comments from other agencies such as the CUPA and DTSE. Also, we've been exploring control options with Carlton Forge to address the water issues that we've been experiencing recently.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tassopoulos. Next, we'll have an update from media. That's Sam Atwood.
Thank you, Derek. We will be issuing a news release tonight stating the curtailment that has been required for aircraft heat treating. And we will also post that on our website as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Next, we'll get an update from Community Affairs, and that would be me. We had the phone calls today. We are going to go ahead and have these public phone calls every other week. We've received feedback from community members that this first and third Tuesday of the month coincides with the city council meetings, so they wanted us to change the date and time of the meetings, and rather than do that, we're going to go ahead and just have them on the days on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. If there's any updates that need to be sent out, we will be sending an email blast out, but from today on, we're going to be having the public call every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, meaning that the next call will not be on the 21st, it will be on the 28th of February. All right. At this point, we'll go to questions. If you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, we're waiting for emails. If you have emails, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, we're waiting for emails. If you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We haven't received any emails. Again, please submit your emails if you have any questions to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, I have no more. I don't have any emails yet. Okay, here's a question from Caroline Lee. Can city code enforcement staff accompany AQMD inspectors when responding to AQMD cut smog complaints in the field?
So this is Jill Wynott. We actually talked to the city a little bit about that this morning, and we want to keep the city very well informed of all of our complaints and other aspects of all our investigations and monitoring. However, we probably will not have them accompany us when we're investigating complaints because of the confidential enforcement matters that may result from complaints. So we will be informing them and letting them know, you know, probably shortly after we respond to complaints, but we didn't feel it was appropriate to have them accompany us due to the confidentiality issues with complainants, and then also just not to interfere with any potential enforcement related efforts.
Thank you, Jill. Mm-hmm. We'll wait about a minute. If you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, not seeing any other questions, I want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day, and we will see you on February 28th. Thank you very much.